But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congrats on the first win of the year.
Hey, good morning to you. Thank you.
Morning.
I do appreciate it, Don George. Did you like that Washington victory?
Yes.
I hope you did very much.
I think we all did, and yeah, your rookie quarterback looked pretty good again.
Everybody getting pretty comfortable with cool chocolate under center.
He's pretty awesome.
He looks pretty good out there. And I tell you, if old Tony Romo doesn't get a little younger in his time off, I'm not so sure I'm going to go back with him.
Oh, come on.
Now, I would never say that publicly.
Okay.
Relative to saying it publicly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Relative to it. But, of course, I'd have to find a way to keep Tony out for good in a face-saving, non-obvious way. So I'll start scheduling a lot of pickup game, basketball games at the Y for him and stuff like that. We get him injured again.
You don't think he'll be suspicious?
No, he won't. I'll just be encouraging, hey, Tony, you know, go snowboarding, maybe some base jumping. Because this team is going Dak to the future.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we've heard that.
Okay.
Did you hear that about 500 times?
Yeah, we've heard it, yeah.
Damn it. I worked on that all night.
Oh, that's okay.
Boy, Dak is a hell of a lot better than that Kirk Cousins. What's up with that guy?
Yeah, he missed a few receivers yesterday.
He sure did, but did you like how on a Sunday Kirk Cousins went to church?
Yeah. Oh, Barry Church, boy, right.
You get it.
Yeah.
I worked 3 weeks on that.
You're full of them, aren't you?
It was going to happen. But one thing's for sure. Speaking of church, speaking of religion, Dak Prescott is a miracle.
Yeah, you never expected this, did you?
I never expected it. Well, let me take that back. I'm a GM. I saw it in him. That's exactly why I took him.
Okay. Well, right. You can say, well, why didn't you take him earlier if he was so great?
Exactly why I took him so high at 135th or whatever. And, boy, I tell you, I went back and watched the game on the video, on the VCR that I sat at home. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want to meet Lucky Whitehead in a Jamaican pool hall.
Well, what does that mean?
He just looked a little intimidating back there with that hair, that vampire teeth mouth guard.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that's not a guy that you want to stiff on a dime bag purchase with. God.
Just because he has long hair doesn't mean anything.
You've got enough players with drug issues. Yeah. There's no need to imply that you have another one.
And that, well, that's what I'm saying. Isn't it weird? He ain't one of them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
See, that's what I'd prefer. I'd prefer my guys to just have kind of that aesthetic, but not actually do all the
test drugs. Positive.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Exactly right. It's always good to stick it to old Daniel Snyder. I always get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Relative to getting a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Relative to it.
Relative.
Well, I don't. Why do you say that all the time?
I'm being trite.
Okay.
But I think he's the only guy who has less wins than I do in the past few years.
Yeah. Last
not
20 years.
Successful.
No, hadn't been very good to him either.
Well, he's so busy working on that nickname issue, he doesn't have time for football.
Maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. And boy, Pam Oliver. Hey. Saw her on the videotape.
Yeah.
She looked like she had just come from having to run across town to pay a cable bill in cash. A little frazzled looking.
Yeah, a little frazzled. You know, it was a bad hair day, I guess.
Looked like she's retaining a little water there, too.
Hey, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
And I'm talking like a Lake Texoma amount of water.
All right.
Okay, Jerry.
That's not very nice.
Hold on a sec. Just hurry up and ask her to get back in the car. Sorry about that.
What's going on?
Oh, Jerry Jr.'s asking some girl to homecoming, and he's beating around the bush over there on the sidewalk. Just ask her and get in the car. Sorry about that. But, yeah, I know. I always hate when homecoming comes around. I guess I'm in for about a $200 worth of a moom.
Yeah. That's a mom.
Out of my moom.
Is that the way you say it, ma'am?
Yeah, I think mom.
Maybe against the birds, we ought to make that our homecoming. I'd like to buy you a homecoming moon, Georgie.
You would.
Would you like a moon?
Well, sure, Jerry, I guess.
All right, I'll buy y'all moons, especially if we win. I'm really going to ride this Dak Prescott train.
Yes, right. You should.
Good morning, Tim.
All right,
morning.
We'll see you, Jerry. There's Jerry from the Star.